Bronwyn Williams is a bias and diversity expert, and she joins us on the program. She says that with a recent article on racism and inequality in the arts and media highlights how colourblind white people are to our own colour. Bronwyn, good to have you on the program.
It's lovely to be here.
Bronwyn, can I ask you first, how does one become a bias and diversity expert?
Well, it's most important to actually have your own journey with bias, as I did. I worked on Nauru with the asylum seekers when I was working with the Salvation Army, and I came face to face with my own biases of a latent racism and white superiority, and that set me on a journey to look at bias, research it, talk about it, and here I am.
So you think that white people are colourblind?
I think we're colourblind to our own colour, and the impact that of being white has in society, yes.
Explain that to me.
Okay. I grew up in a largely white monocultural area of Sydney and never gave the colour of my skin a thought because everybody else around me was the same colour as I am. As I said, I worked on Nauru, came in contact with people of all varying shades of skin colour, races, faiths, all of those things. And that was when I started to see how white people related to people who were not like them. And I didn't actually like what I saw. I didn't like what I saw in myself. And it's only often, like we notice something dark when the light turns on, it's only by comparison that we start to see things. And when we listen to people of colour talk about the discrimination or the racism they face, me as a white person, I don't see it because I don't experience it and I need someone else to point it out. But once I can see it, then I've got a responsibility to address it.
But you've talked about things like white actors voicing non-white animated TV characters. I mean, isn't an actor's job to pretend to be somebody they're not?
Yes, that is true. However, if we've got white actors and non-white actors, why choose a white person to do a person of colour's job?
Because they might be better at it.
I actually would query that if by nature, of an American trying to do an Australian accent. Yeah. Why would you do that?
Well, it happens all the time, but they could be both white. So I don't understand why we don't have a meritocracy. Why are we even talking about colour when it comes to pretending to be an animated character?
Meritocracy. Now that opens up a whole other can of worms, because merit is based on a system and a structure. We value people by how far up the meritocracy they've got, but some of us have advantages when it comes to the meritocracy, and most of the time white people have advantages in that meritocracy because we are the ones who established the meritocracy and the system in the first place.
All right, I'm not sure that necessarily follows. Okay, what about, you've also used an example of an all-white panel discussing the Black Lives Matter protests. Are white people not allowed to have an opinion on such things?
Oh, that's good. That's totally beside the point. But if
Let me pull you up there, Bronwyn. A panel discussion is all about opinion.
It is all about opinion, but if you've only got white people on a panel, you are only getting one perspective. If you're going to have a legitimate panel, you need to have a variety of perspectives.
But isn't that assuming that everybody on a panel is narrow-minded?
No, it just means that as a person who is white, like I am, I only see things from a white perspective. I cannot see things from the perspective of a person of colour. It helps if we have diverse opinions and perspectives.
Bronwyn, are you sure you're not transposing your own biases onto other white people?
No, actually not. Because of what I have seen and observed in myself, I see and observe in other people.
I think a lot of us do that when we're trying to I guess, abrogate our own responsibility for our actions. We say that, oh, other people are doing it too. It's not just me.
No, I don't abrogate my responsibility at all. Hence the fact that I'm talking with you. I fully own my own biases. And my job is to help other people see theirs.
Okay. All right. I can't say I agree with you on this because I, as somebody that purposely refuses to see the colour of somebody's skin, I am all about whether or not a person's actually good at something as to whether or not they're qualified to do it. When it comes to, you know, expressing an opinion or being a voice actor or all of these things, particularly when we're talking about animated characters. But I just want to ask you about one other example. You've used an example of newspapers hiring emerging cultural critics.
Yes.
Explain that to us or elaborate on that for us.
Okay. The situation there was if you are looking for new emerging, as in young, new people who are going to be commenting on a cross-section of cultures, if you've only, and I think we went on there to say that the people who were employed were only white, again, when you've only got one perspective, you don't get a broad discussion around Bronwyn, things that are important.
Can I leave you with one thought before I let you go? You're assuming that everybody that has white skin is of the same culture.
No.
Well,
I'm saying that people who are white, Anglo-Saxon, which most people here in Australia who are white have an Anglo-Saxon or European heritage, therefore we have a great deal of similarities around the way that we think.
Okay. All right, Bronwyn, I appreciate your time this morning.
Okay, it's been good to talk with you.